Hello, kings and queens. How are y'all doing? It is your girl, Mo Ashe, and this is what I'm thinking. So, it's November the 4th. All right. So, okay. Let me get my life together, y'all. I'm about to let y'all be briefly in my business real quick. But I feel like this is going to reach out and touch somebody and help someone on their spiritual journey. Okay, so me and my cousin are very supportive with everything that we both do in our lives. And he wanted to do No Nuts November. Ha. All right. So that means absolutely no masturbation at all. Right? Whew. Y'all, it is day four. For anyone who's had to go a long period of time without it, once they've started it, y'all know the struggle. So to top it off, not only am I doing No Nut November, I am also doing no alcohol for the whole month. There is no smoking for the whole month. And there is no Facebook, no Instagram, no Twitter, no TikTok. So those things. I'm doing that for November. And we're going to dedicate more of my time to meditation and spending some time with myself. And we're going to spend more time reading books and journaling. And we're going to see how this goes. We're going to see how this is going to elevate me spiritually. And we're honestly going to see how much control I have over myself with those things. Because after we get this month out of the way, eventually, me and my mom are going to slide, because you can't jump into slide into vegan. Got to do more research, and we got to get some cookbooks, and we got to find out where we can get a lot of some good foods so we can still get a lot of the nutritious things that we're supposed to get into our bodies. But it is officially time that the both of us steer into a healthier lifestyle and get it right, get it tight. But okay, so with me, it has to taste good with food, because I feel like it's technically not what it is. It's taste and smell for me, and texture. Making mashed potatoes with cauliflower is not horrible, but it's something that I would have to get used to. And kale is bussing, okay? Kale is absolutely bussing, okay? And then it's like a whole lot of other foods, because I'm gonna be honest to y'all, Auntie Tabitha Brown, and she just came out with a book, and she's about to open up a restaurant. Tab been busy, y'all. Every single time I watch one of Tabitha Brown's videos, because I'm still doing YouTube, I have to have some type of entertainment to keep myself grounded and leveled. I can't just rip the band-aid off my ass cheek that quick and just completely just not touch my phone at all, which eventually we're going to get to that point. But Tabitha Brown has a lot of videos of a lot of good dishes that Auntie is cooking in the kitchen. She done threw a lot of stuff together that was yum yums. And look, if I can make it look as good as she make it look, we might just have to cook, kick that meat out the door, honey. Because I honestly really don't touch pork that often anymore. And that's something that I was telling my cousin yesterday. Y'all, somebody has to mention pork for me to get it. It's not something where it's like I have to have it every day or every week, or it's not like once a month. Like, I have went months without touching pork because, me and my mom, most of the things that we have are kind of like plant-based, and or it's like turkey bacon, turkey sausage, plant-based sausage. So it's like, besides, you know, some of the things in life that you absolutely can't avoid bacon being in, we don't just flat out and go and purchase pork on our own. And I do very well without it, because I'm gonna be real, the last time I ate pork, it made my head hurt. I had like a super sonic headache, so I was like, and then it tasted salty and everything. I've really noticed during this spiritual journey, like, my taste buds have changed. A lot of the stuff that I used to indulge in and I used to love so much, I don't even like anymore. Like candy, I used to eat candy. It wasn't an everyday thing to me, and it wasn't like a regular thing to me, but I find myself forgetting that I've even purchased this candy, and then like coming back after it and almost like, not that went bad, but you know how you find it right when you need to throw it away, like, like maybe a couple of more days and we need to trash it. That's me. Yep, that's definitely me. So I challenge everybody to do know something this November. I know I'm 4 days late coming to y'all. Life has been happening. I thought I was the Black Widow at work for a while. Back to this No Nut November. I don't know if a lot of people know that you retaining your sexual energy gives you so much empowerment in other areas. Some of the smartest people go through semen retention and whatever it is for females, because females don't have semen. So but most of your very famous people go through that time to where they really don't get to ejaculate an orgasm on the regular. So it's like a lot of them in the entertainment, and a lot of them that are like CEOs and everything, a lot of them have a lot of great ideas. So we're gonna try this no half of everything November, because it's not just no nut November. We're gonna see exactly like how my body reacts with no alcohol, because it would not be every day, not every couple of days, but it would be like every weekend. Then it went down to like every other weekend. So we're gonna see what it's like with no alcohol for a whole month. And as far as smoking, baby, I used to smoke like a freight train. It went from every now and then socially to I got to the point to where I started smoking every single day. And then every weekend, then it was like back to every single time I could touch it. You know, things happen in people's lives and stuff change and you have stress. So you find things to help you cope. And as far as social media, I really don't see too much on social media, honestly, that entertains me anymore. It's basically the same thing. Everybody's talking about the same thing. Everybody has a fake lifestyle, which, I mean, that's in everyday life. You have people walking around physically in your face and don't know who they are, still trying to find themselves. And they have this whole facade and this mask over their face showing people who they want folk to think they are or whatnot, but that's their business. So we're going to see on my behalf how all of this is going to go, because I honestly want to see at the end of November how this is going to go. And what my thought process will be at that time, because I feel like I've taken away the most important things that seemed like they were distractions to me. As far as the no nut part, I was celibate for a year, so I really was not getting any energy from the human beings around here. Thank goodness that I was not. That's a whole nother story. So it was just literally me and myself. TMI. I don't care. We all grown. And parental advisory for the children. Please don't listen to me while you're raising kids. But yeah, I mean, a whole year without being touched and sliced on. Sometimes I had to squat to pop my hips out of place. I'm just saying. I should have said no sodas, but we're not going to put too much on my palate. I feel like the no cum November, no alcohol, no smoking, no social media platforms, I guess. I have to figure out if YouTube is technically a social media platform or not. It might be, but that's gonna have to be the only technicality, because I can't just let everything go cold turkey. I can't punish myself like that. I don't know. I feel like I should do this every couple of months also. I feel like I should literally cut off a few things, like different things, every few months and see what it does to my mental state and what it does to me spiritually. Because a lot of the things that we find entertainment in the physical form, our spirit guides and ancestors really do not give a damn about most of it. Honestly. Like, our money, they really don't care about that. Now, when I be putting food on my altar, they really care about the food, though. They care about that food. And that water. Ooh, that's gonna be hard. Because I'm gonna have to put some liquor on the altar. And I get to show true discipline. I get to show true discipline, because everything that I put on my altar, I cannot have at all. Goodness. It'll be all right. Look, it's part of the process. We're going to make it happen. We're going to make it pop off. It is what it's going to be. All right, y'all have a great day.